The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a reality that you must deal with. John wrote this gospel to give witness to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, so that we might begin to have belief and continue in belief in Jesus and have life. So think about that. He wrote to those who were already believers in order to strengthen their faith, encourage their hearts, steady their nerves, and direct their minds and give them resolve. It was written to direct them to the source of life. The source of life is not government, it's not yourself, it's not materialism, it's not in being at peace with yourself, it's not in keeping the rules. Life is found in Jesus and only Jesus. But all of this hinges on one event, and that is Jesus' resurrection. It doesn't matter at all the things that Jesus said when he was alive if Jesus is dead today, because Jesus made some extraordinary claims about himself. But if Jesus did rise from the dead, then everything changes. The resurrection is a reality that you and I must deal with. So John has written this gospel, and especially this chapter, in a detailed way to show us that the place where Jesus was placed after his death was empty 3 days later. So notice with me how John, in chapter 19, verses 38 through 42, he makes it very clear that he himself has seen Jesus die, and he knows the place and the occupancy level of the tomb of Jesus. John makes it crystal clear that the burial place of Jesus was known and that Jesus was the only one in the tomb, so that the argument that the disciples went into the wrong tomb or that there were multiple bodies in one tomb, so how could they really know it was Jesus that was missing? None of those arguments hold water. I also want you to take notice of what is inside the empty tomb: grave clothes. If the body of Jesus was stolen, why would the grave robbers unwrap the body? The body was wrapped in strips of linen cloth with spices layered in between the strips to combat the odor of a decaying body. So why would grave robbers unwrap the body so that they would have to handle skin to skin a body that was bloodied and beaten? And add to that, why would they neatly fold back up the linen cloths along with the wrapping that had been placed around Jesus' head? Why would they have taken the time to do that? The reality is, they wouldn't have done that. The reality is that something else took place, something else more dramatic than a grave robbery. The explanation that makes sense, that aligns with the facts and also with the message of Jesus, is that Jesus had a different type of human body that allowed him to pass through those grave clothes as he was resurrected. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a reality that you must deal with. If you're a believer in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and a follower of his, I want to invite you to pray today and remember Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And to also remember the Ekinyombo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania and the Congo.